Hi, Uncle Milty here for Hearing and Brain Centers. And I am beginning to wonder if a career in politics causes hearing loss. It seems to me that the voters have spoken pretty clearly in the last two elections, rejecting the politicians' favorite free benefits, citizenship for illegals, fossil fuels are bad, renewables good, free health care, school lunches, everything is free. Take from the rich, give to the poor. The politicians seem to develop this hearing loss almost immediately after their first election. Among conservative politicians, it seems to just come a little more slowly. But in either party, it seems that the longer you have been out of the private sector and the longer you've been in politics, the less likely it is that you hear what the voters are saying. Uncle Milty for Hearing and Brain Centers.com, 435-612-1023. Hearingandbraincenters.com, 435-612-1023.
Guys, right now you can get sheets, the most incredible sheets you've ever had in your life, like your grandma's sheets on her bed, like the amazing quality sheets, crisp and clean, and I mean, just amazing quality. They stay like that after every wash. You can pick up these sheets at MyPillow.com right now for 60% off. This is such a huge deal. Please go to MyPillow.com and take advantage of it, but you got to put in the code word Kate, K-A-T-E. Go get the pillows. The slippers are 50% off. The most amazing products, plus you're helping Truth and Radio. I mean, is there anything better? Seriously, it's Truth and Radio. You're actually helping the truth get out while getting wonderful products. Go to MyPillow.com and put in code Kate, K-A-T-E, to get the deals that you're just absolutely going to love. And help Mike Lindell bring out the truth about election fraud, help this show, and really, truly thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Sometimes our biggest accomplishment of the day is not throwing something at our TVs. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Hi there, welcome. Kate Daly Show at your service. Today, great show ahead. We're going to be talking about monkeys. We're going to be talking with Melissa and Susan. We've got so much today to talk about. And I'm just glad you're on board. And of course, you can call up. And hopefully, you know, as we're the hub of information for this city and talking about everything in a real way, instead of kissing the rear ends of people endlessly, I'm excited that we have so many whistleblowers and so many people that want to let you know what's going on in this community and want to tell you the truth. And I'm glad you're listening in, because that means you recognize it and you're concerned and you care. And that means a lot. Our first call-in is a good friend of mine. And hi, Randa. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm good. Okay, tell me a little bit about what you guys are doing real quick, and where we can go to get more information and everything else. Tell us.
Okay, on the school board or the petition?
Both.
Okay.
Both, yeah.
You know what you wanted first.
Yes.
Okay, so in regards to the petition to get the paper ballots on the election ballot this November.
Hand counted. Yeah.
Yes, hand counted. We have to sign the petition. You've been, you know, had that on your show.
Mm-hmm.
So Patricia Kent is someone that people can contact to sign or to pick up a petition to go collect signatures.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also have a petition, and there's many in our Liberty Action Coalition group that have petitions. If anybody, you know, knows a freedom fighter in that group, they can contact them to sign that petition.
Okay. Excellent. I love this, because we really need to get those signatures in. And I really appreciate everybody that's helping with this. It tells that we have a very, very big community of people that are very concerned about it. Even though the media doesn't report it, the people out there are very concerned about all the fraud. And so then tell us about the school board.
Okay, so the school board, there's a group of five of us moms that we've gotten together. We have been attending the school board meetings for about a year now.
Nice.
And it's been a wonderful experience. We've gotten to know the representatives or the board members a lot better.
Good.
And because we attend, we know things that are going on that most people don't, because they don't attend the meetings.
Right.
So they put a podcast together, and they keep it updated with local school issues, state school board issues, and national issues.
Hmm. Wow.
And so it's just very informative. It's a short podcast.
Okay.
Things that are coming up right now, we have four seats, board member seats, open for re-election this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're, you know, trying to get candidates for that and find out who on the board is running again.
Okay.
Also, there's a new sex ed curriculum that we're trying to vet that because there's a few things that we don't approve of that we don't feel is appropriate for our children at that age.
Okay.
And so we're working on fixing that curriculum. Also, it's come to our attention, there are explicit books in our school libraries that we need to have removed. And so we're trying to get a parent from each school that can investigate a list of books that we will give them and then report back to us. Larry Bergeson, the superintendent, he's been really good at listening to our concerns and has had a couple of these books removed.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got a little bit more work to do, and our school board is very supportive of our efforts.
Excellent.
But we need parental help to access all the schools.
Excellent. And so where can people find this podcast where you're telling everybody what's going on within our school districts?
Yes, it's called Your Voice, Your Choice.
Okay.
And we have a Facebook page with that title.
Mm-hmm.
And then on any podcast platform, they can listen to it as well. We record every Thursday.
Okay. Every Thursday.
We also have every Thursday. We have a Facebook page as well. It's WCSD, which stands for Washington County School District.
Uh-huh.
So it's WCSD Parents. And we keep updated information on there as
And
well.
So that's Facebook. So is your URL online to listen, yourvoiceyourchoice.com?
I believe so. Okay. I'm not at a computer to look it up.
Okay, I'll look it up. Your choice, your voice. And then I love that you're doing this. And so you're recording every Thursday. People can get the updated version, you know, of what is going on. And so that I love. And I also am just really grateful to you guys for making this possible, for letting people know exactly what's going on. Because I'll tell you what, we are in a world of hurt for not understanding information. And I love that you guys are attending the meetings and getting the information. And now the .com was not working. And so let me know, and I'll put it on show notes, Your Choice, Your Voice. And let me see if I can pull this up. Anyway.
It might only be accessible on Facebook.
Okay.
And then the podcast outlet.
Okay. So get on Facebook and look up WCSD, right? WCSD Parents. Okay.
Yes.
All right. I really appreciate what you guys are doing. Seriously.
We
need more mama bears like you guys. And I love that you guys are doing this and letting people know. So keep up the great work. And we really do need really good people that have courage that can run for the school district.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So just keep that in mind. If you have courage and a backbone, you're probably the one we need.
They can contact us on either of those pages to let us know that they're running.
Okay.
We're going to help them campaign and spread the word.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Randa. Really appreciate
Thank
you guys.
You,
to go to WCSD as in David, Parents. That stands for Washington County School District Parents, right on Facebook. Thank you.
Yes.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
You bet. Boy, I love that. Okay. All right. Another caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Kate. It's Jen and Sophie.
Hi, Jen and Sophie. Hi, you guys. I'm so glad you called in. And I just want to know what's going on the whistleblowing front, because you guys are the whistleblowers for the state of Utah on election fraud. I love what you guys are doing. Tell me the latest. What's going on?
Oh, my goodness, Kate. We've got a lot to do. As we can, but basically, let's just put it this way. The lieutenant governor has told the counties whom we've been meeting with and for our data requests that if they give us data, that she will sue them immediately. And
even if she doesn't give them the data, just even entertaining our grandma requests for the election returns, she'll sue them anyway.
Oh, wow.
And if they don't request fast enough, they'll be sued to deny our request.
It's almost amazing that they are this obvious with the fact that they're hiding things. And so let me just catch you guys up. If you're new to Sophie and Jen, they've been doing grandma requests. Well, they must have been right over the target because all of a sudden they got charged over $100,000 for a single grandma request. And then, of course, threatening individuals end up at their doorstep and, you know, around their neighborhood and things like that. And Henderson's office, Lieutenant Governor Henderson, is the one that's supposed to be kind of over this, right? And she does not want you guys to be able to grandma request any information.
Yeah, and part of the problem, I think the thing that really got those people on the doorstep was requesting what's called a project backup database. And this is the thing that I think they're most scared of, because the law doesn't really say we can't have it.
Ah.
But he's telling every county that we can't, but the law is vague, because all I'm asking for is a copy of the backup copy of the database. And she claims it's an official election return and therefore it's sealed and nobody can give it. And it's like, it's electronic and it's a copy of your backup copy.
Right.
And this is the whole...
Okay, wait, take us off speakerphone just because it's getting echoey. If you can, and I want to hear, because this is so important that people realize when an average citizen goes in to request information, we have a right to, and all of a sudden there's phone calls being made and threats being given as far as getting this information. That's amazing to me. I just cannot believe this. Are you guys there?
Yes, still there.
Okay. Take us off speaker if you can. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
It got echoey.
Yeah,
so tell us. So I'm in shock. I think because they're so obvious about it. They're so obviously hiding things.
Well, Kate, the thing is, this backup database, it will prove all of the, it will verify all of the data and the numbers.
Mm-hmm. Are you there?
She's here right next to me. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Okay. Are you there? Are you there?
It will just,
okay.
Yes. I'm sorry. It will, this backup project database will verify the numbers that are not adding up for each county in Utah and prove that our elections weren't clear and clean.
Right.
And the gold standard. So I think, when you're over target, you start really getting some pushback.
So, oh my gosh. So you were asking for a project backup, which means a copy of the backup files that we really are supposed to be privy to. And you say that the law is vague on this, on whether or not you can have this.
Yeah. It doesn't say I can't have it. It doesn't say I can't have it. And there's no personally identifiable information anywhere in there. It's raw numerical data that shows a complete snapshot of the election, which is the entire problem. So what we're doing today, which is the big news, is Sophie and I are here at Utah County Commission meeting right now.
Mm-hmm.
We are demanding Utah's first full forensic audit. We have
nice.
Some patriots here with us, and we are going to put some pressure on Utah County commissioners to not only give us the data that we need, but to be the first county to do the full forensic audit.
Wow. Nice job, ladies. I love this. And I also hate that I have to say this too, but watch your back. And you know, I don't, I think with all the money and all of the voter fraud that we have going on, there's a lot at stake. And I don't want to see anything happen to you guys, because I worry about that. I really do. There's too much power and money at stake. And I don't trust Spencer Cox and little D.D. Henderson as far as I can throw them. So they've done nothing but try to convince us that everything's perfect in Utah. We know it's not. And when people are going door to door, we're finding about 80% of the homes are like, yeah, there's fraud, and we want to have hand counted ballots. And so we have been talking about getting signatures on these things. You guys are going about it in a different way with the grandma request for the information, just the information. So we're going to come right back with Sophie and Jen in just a moment and talk to them for a few more minutes and get the lowdown on this. This is insane, isn't it, that I have to say watch your back because of Cox and Henderson and all that's at stake. That's pretty sad. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
You never win. You never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah. I love that song, by the way. And, you know, it kind of goes back to why we do what we do, isn't it? I mean, it's the reason you're listening. It's the reason that we have whistleblowers. It's the reason that we do what we do in media, the media that's honest anyway. And you just because the truth matters and it's important. And by the way, it doesn't change. You know, how many lies has the CDC had to tell because they've been lying this entire time? To the people. You know what I mean? I mean, you can always check and see because we have people in our government right now in the state of Utah and that love to lie. And they, when they lie, it's they have to cover it up with another one and another one and another one. I mean, you have to be writing editorials saying our elections are perfectly perfect in every way. In order to sell that to the people, you have to go over to the top and say those kinds of things. I just wanted to give a big shout out to Garage Doors Only. Garage Doors Only is a wonderful business, and they also are collecting signatures, too, so you need to know that. So cool of them to do that. They're on Bluff Street, and also you'll get the best garage door. Don't go to the big box stores. They've sold out. You know, the big box stores are just, they've sold out a long time ago. Go where locally you're going to be treated right. The customer service is amazing. They win Best of Southern Utah all the time. And let me just tell you, they're in Nevada and Utah, and they're awesome. Garage Doors Only. You'll love those guys. They'll treat you right. Tell them that the show sent you. All right, Sophie and Jen, I know you're about to go in and talk about this election fraud. So tell me, so fill us in. Take a few minutes and just fill us in on everything you need people to know.
Well, I think the biggest thing is that people need to know that they have the right to demand this information.
Yeah.
We need them to know that, and we need them to act on it. If every single person that's listening to your show and their friends and family would request the same thing from their counties, go to your county commission, tell them you want a forensic audit, tell them you want this information that I've requested from every county, and Sophie's done the same for all of hers. All these counties have these requests. Tell them you want this data given to us.
Amen.
And to the people of Utah. I think that's the first thing, and it doesn't need to be a lot of people. It just needs to be a lot of pressure, and anybody can do that. Anybody can do it.
Oh, I love this message. Give us the call to action is really start requesting this in your own county. Let's start going before the commissioner and say, I want the files. I want to see this information. You're elected. We pay you through our tax dollars. You better ante up, and we have every right to this info.
Yeah.
And I worry about you guys. I really do. I worry about you because there's so much power and money on the Hill, and we have a very naive state. We have a very naive state in thinking everyone's there for the right reasons, and they're not. And so there's a lot of threatening going on, and I feel for you guys because you're really putting your lives on the line. Isn't that sad? Just to get information on our elections. How sad is that?
Well, Kate, I would tell you that it's really important that these people, they don't need to request the data again. Sophie and I have already done that.
Oh,
if they just put the pressure on to give this data to the public, it's a brutal process. I have to write literally over 120 appeals to the State Records Committee this week. I'm going against lawyer after lawyer after lawyer nonstop. I'm just a mom. I don't have a law degree, but I'm telling you, giving them a run for their money.
I love this.
And it's a process that I don't think every citizen needs to do because we've already done it. But if they can use their voice to reach out and say,
great point.
Give the data that Jenny and Sophie have requested, then we're already there. We're already in state records right now. And if that doesn't go as we anticipate, Sophie and I fully plan on taking everything to judicial court.
Awesome. So you guys are already doing the hard stuff, the expensive stuff. Now everyone in their own community now can demand the information, and you're not even having to go through all of the stuff that Jen and Sophie went through. You're just there to say, because if they get enough requests, they can't deny it. They can't deny, keep denying, or they're going to look like they're hiding something, which of course they are. They wouldn't be denying it in the first place.
Right, right. And Kate, I think all of us, we need to remember that we the people are in charge. We the people decide how things are run in our own country. And all of the things that Jen and I have done and continue to do, they're all legal, lawful, and we the people deserve the transparency, the data, a forensic audit. I mean, we are not asking for a crazy ask. We are asking for a very simple, justified ask. Like, give us a forensic audit. And in our minds, Jen and I are like, why do these people not want to prove to the naysayers that are people like you and me that our elections truly are the gold standard? Like, show us we've got the gold standard going on.
I agree.
A lot of these clerks, they don't realize that there are problems, you know, with it. And we just want to show them to them. This is a gift to them. We will show them where their problems are in their processes.
Exactly.
The other big call to action, Kate, that's really important, I know we're almost out of time, is we need as many people, as bodies as possible, to show up on Wednesday, February 2nd, that's a week from today, 1:30 p.m. at the Utah County Council building, which is right across from the old renovated Provo Temple. 1:30 p.m., we need hundreds of people there. Call your friends, call your family, do whatever. You don't even have to make public comment, but bring your signs, bring your spirit, bring your prayers, bring your courage, and let's show. If Utah County has said, if you can show a certain amount of public support, we will have to give you what the public is asking for.
So
that's what we need.
So important. Okay, February 2nd, next week, next Wednesday, 1:30 p.m., which building again?
County Administration Building. It's on 100 East University, I think. If you look up the county commission agenda, it gives the address, but it's easy. There's room for, you know, 100 people or more. We need a couple hundred here.
Okay.
And Jen and I will be out there, out at the entrance, welcoming you in.
Love it.
You'll know us because I have a Let's Go Spencer shirt and Sophie's got a Legal Votes Matter shirt.
You guys are...
We have those on today.
Okay. I really love you guys. You know that. All right. So next Wednesday, you guys, big call to action. This is important because they have spent a lot of time and money and resources and gone through a lot of threats to get this far. The least we
can
do.
And let me reiterate, we do not have to be a Utah County resident to be here. We need anybody
bodies.
From Utah. It
you need bodies.
Every county.
If you're breathing.
If you got a heartbeat, show up.
Yes. If you're breathing, please go. We just need a body. And we need to have an overwhelming show of support. They have done all of this for you and I. So the least we could do is show up. February the 2nd, if you're up in Utah County, or if you want to travel to Utah County for this moment, I would encourage it. Wednesday, February 2nd, 1:30 p.m., Utah building where the Utah commissioners are on 100 East University. Thank you so much. Good luck
now. Last thing, Kate, they can call in on Zoom also.
Oh, nice. Okay, they can call in on Zoom.
Via Zoom.
I love this. Okay, you guys, February 2nd, 1:30 p.m. Thank you so much, you guys, for all you're doing.
Thank you.
I wish we could just duplicate you. Okay, see you. Bye. I love those guys. You know why I love them? Because they're doing the heavy lifting. That's why. Man, I wish there were more of us that could do more heavy lifting. They're risking it all to get voter election information, something that Spencer Cox and Dee Dee Henderson's office should want to give out. They should want to do it. They should want to prove it. you know? But they're obviously hiding a lot because the threats are getting bigger. The amount of money is getting bigger for the grammar requests. It's really sad, isn't it, that they're doing this, because it makes them look like they just stole cookies from the cookie jar. You know, we all know that Spencer Cox is backed by pharma. And it was interesting. I was looking at a statement online that said that there was a person that was saying, look, there's a lot of money being funneled through Utah, $100 billion funneled. And I'm talking COVID bucks, talking all kinds of things. And to some of the biggest industry, if you will, in Utah. And it's very interesting to watch all these things come to pass, because I think there's a lot of hidden things and a lot of secrets and a lot of power and a lot of money. And I just think we're very naive to think that there's a lot of really good people up there fighting. They're not fighting. They're hiding. They're not fighting. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
They're actually afraid of the people who are fighting.
Yeah, they are.
That's why they're taking the tack they are.
Yep, you're right.
But anyway, Kate, good on you gals for what you're doing. I take my hat off to you.
Oh,
and
thanks.
I have a T-shirt for you.
Oh, yeah? What does it say?
Yep.
What does it say? Make my
name. Gold is not gold standard.
Ah, I love it. Thank you. I love it. You're awesome. I really, really appreciate you. Thank you. There's just so much in the news today. What can I say? Okay. We're going to talk about a couple of things, especially in this last few minutes. And then, of course, coming back. Had a great conversation with James Martinez yesterday for about an hour after the show. He'll come back to do a third hour. There's just so much to say. And there's just so much that I think blows people's minds. It's almost like too much. Do you understand what I mean? It's kind of like when you're talking Utah politics. When I started in radio a decade ago, I didn't want to believe it. I didn't want to. I just kept saying, no, 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 no. You know, I kept reading and reading and reading and understanding more and more. And I just kept thinking, nah, not in our state. Come on. You know, I can say California, New York, I get it, but not our state. But the problem is that you keep finding out how bad it really is. And I know we could live in a naive world that doesn't recognize it. It's much easier to do that. Ignorance is bliss. It really is. It really is. It's bliss. But at some point, we Utahns have to recognize how many people in government are really there to screw you over in the end. And they might be ignorant. I get it. They might be in on it. There's a lot of different reasons people do things. But ignorance now, it's kind of like looking at the last 2 years and looking at the, we're going to buckle everything down for, 14 days, and that ends up being 2 years. At some point after 2 years, you kind of have to realize the truth, right? It's same thing with government and politics. And when I was reading last night about funneling money going to a certain entity that I bring up on the show all the time, money being funneled. And I think of all the secrets and all the people that are there to hide those secrets and hiding personal secrets and all kinds of things, because I get to hear a lot sitting here. But it's so much worse than you ever thought it was. So much worse. And there are times when I want to shake people into saying, look around, look around. We've had a conservative majority in this state. And so everybody has a lot of feeling about that. Oh, we have a conservative majority. We're still okay. We're still okay. The problem is that that same conservative majority has stolen your freedom, your land, masked you, never stood up for freedom in this whole last 2 years, been very silent, screwing you endlessly. That same conservative majority is the reason you don't have nice things still. That's a problem for me as a conservative.
Uncle Milty here for Hearing and Brain Centers with 5 simple truths. 1, you cannot legislate the poor into prosperity by legislating the wealthy out of prosperity. 2, What one person receives without working for, another person must work for without receiving. 3. The government cannot give to anyone anything it does not first take from someone else. 4. You cannot multiply wealth by dividing it. 5. When half of the people get the idea that they do not have to work because the other half will be forced to take care of them, and the other half realizes that it does no good to work because the government will take what they have worked for and give it to people who have not worked, that is the beginning of the end for any nation. Uncle Milty for HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023, HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hoping you take that jump, you don't feel the fall. Hoping the water rises, you built a wall. Hoping the crowd screams out, you're screaming your if everybody runs, you choose to stay.
When I first found out the life expectancy...
Hi there, welcome back. Kate Daly Show. I love that. I'll tell you, that's a wonderful song. You need to listen to the song in its entirety. One Republic I Lived. Fantastic. Fantastic song. Welcome back. I'll take a caller in just a moment, but I just wanted to say, if you're looking at dropping the weight, I would look at Dr. Diet and get the weight gone. It's so worth it. And you know, I know you probably started maybe a New Year's resolution. This is such a great way to stick with it and to actually make something happen for yourself. Is accountability and special tools they have to help you make it a little easier for you to do it. Highly recommend Dr. Diet. 628 Diet is the phone number. You'll love these guys. Plus, they're just fantastic. And they have so many ways to help you. They've got a great medical doctor. They also have chiropractic. They also have just about everything you can imagine. Holistic to everything. Everything. They're just that good. Make sure that you are going to Dr. Diet, making that decision. I've had people ask me off the air, does it really work? Oh my gosh, yes. Yes, 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 it works. You know, I know we can do a lot of things on our own, but to try to substantiate weight loss and try to get the weight gone and not have it come back, this is the way to do it. Go to Dr. Diet, 628 Diet. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to let you know that we have another place to sign the Secure Vote Utah.
Nice. Where?
In County. I'm at Zion Motors.
Okay.
Which
Perfect.
Is 950 South Bluff Street.
Okay.
And I nice. Will be there through January from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday through nice. The end of January to collect signatures for Secure Vote. And then if you also go on the securevoteutah.org.
Mm-hmm.
website, in the top right hand corner, if you click the little menu, you can click on it that says where can I sign, and it will show all the signing places in each county of Utah. And there's also the Bella 2
nice.
Place in Washington, signatures
and garage doors only.
I'm forgetting her name. And garage doors only.
Perfect.
Michelle Tanner.
Yes.
Is correct, collecting signatures.
I love Michelle.
So I just want everybody know that we're at Zion Motors also.
Nice. Thank you so much on Bluff Street. Thank you. Zion's Motors. Thank you so much for doing that. Really appreciate you guys.
Thanks.
You bet.
You're welcome.
See you. Love it. 11 to 2. 11 to 2. You can go to Zion's Motors. You can go to Garage Doors Only. Both locations are on Bluff Street. And then also Bella 2, Michelle Tanner. What a warrior she is. I love her. She's fantastic. She is a warrior. I love our warriors, don't you? I do. We're lucky. We're lucky to have that. So many people out there. So many people that show up, that fight, that are in this. Thank you to all of you that do. It means a lot. I don't know what I would do. You know, seeing all the truckers in Canada, seeing all those truckers and the big crowds that have shown up, and when I was looking at this footage and I was noticing some of the comments from Italy, they had 45,000 cars involved in something like this. And when you see the crowd swell and you see the interest of everybody else and the concern of everybody else, and Canada has been silent a long time, and to watch them come out of that. And as the truckers are going over the under the overpasses, you've got crowds, you know, we want to be free from our government. And some of the trucks that say, let's go Brandon. And then on the bottom, it says, truck you Trudeau. I thought that was incredible to see, because these people think that the Trudeaus and the dimension ice cream eating Bidens, it's all he can seem to do right now is eat ice cream. And I actually think it, anyway, I have my own personal thoughts about who that really is. But listen, I'm just saying there are a lot of people that feel like you do out there. You're not alone. In fact, you are the majority of the people. Unless we go into the center of LA or New York. By the way, the governor got swatted down by a judge on the mask, thing. That was really nice, right? So there is some good news. And Israel, most vaccinated country, seems to be having the most COVID problems. Gee, what do you think about that? COVID. Okay. Anyway, obviously not making much of a difference, is it? In fact, it's just there to harm. So there's that too. And I also wanted to comment on the Supreme Court judge's timing for retirement after 28 years. You know, what's interesting is Biden's been in government. He's about almost the same age, and he's been in government for 45 years. But today the big story is, oh, he's been in there so long. Ginsburg did it dead. I mean, my gosh, right? they really do want to get a more liberal judge in there. So timing is everything. And what if we said we had to wait till the next president to do it like they did? Interesting, right? And by the way, sides really don't make a difference much anymore, do they? And what I was saying about local government is you've got people, and I say this a lot because people still don't get it. You've got people like Brad Last, who writes all of our taxation bills. He's their boy. He'll vote exactly the way he's told. Ibsen has said, I will vote exactly how I'm told to. And it's all party politics all the way. We've got a lot of people, Vickers will throw people under the bus as much as he possibly can and vote to mask your kids and everything else. I mean, we have a lot of people in government that will swear to you they're conservative, but when it comes down to it, their version of conservative is the reason we don't have nice things. They've been in government a long time. You know, I don't want them replaced with more liberal people. We have a couple of total libs on our St. George City Council, right? We don't want more liberal. We want people that will back the Constitution. We want people that will say, like Michelle Tanner says, is that the proper role of government? Reminding the other people in city government, that's not the right role. You know, there's lots of things going on right now in our cities that we have a hard time kind of understanding. There's people wanting to put up gas stations in the middle of the cities, in the middle of residential neighborhoods. And, you know, go to your city council meetings tonight, Washington City, right? Washington City, city council meeting, go. Be a voice that says, I don't want stuff like this in my neighborhood. I'd like to live in a neighborhood full of, you know, people and homes and quiet. And I don't want these things done. And, you know, bless the planning commission people that have a voice and stand up and say, no, we're not doing that. And I thank them for saying that. We need more voices like that, because the voices that are winning are the ones that say, you know, it's okay to do anything you want to a neighborhood. It's okay. It's not okay Can we not have any place that's not commercialized? Can we not have any place that's just residences? All you have to do is travel a mile and you'll hit the main stores. My gosh, do we have to have it in our backyard? And property things go down? Property values? We have to have an interest in our own community. We have to have an interest. Why are we not interested in our own community? Like, what happens to it? I don't want to see commercial businesses all over the fields. The fields is a really wonderful area. And I don't want to see businesses popping up everywhere. No one does. You moved out there for a reason, right? Oh, man. Can I just say that when we show up to our meetings and, you know, and for those of you to ask why I'm not at every meeting personally, I've had city council members before that aren't there any longer, you know, try to harp on this. And it's like, look, do you know, realize how much time I spend doing this show? Can I just tell you? Do you know how much time I take from my family to do all this? I was up till 4:30 in the morning studying for today. It's a lot of work. And so I don't go to every meeting. I'm here to announce the meetings. I'm here to tell all of you that don't do maybe what I do. This is something that you can do because everybody has a role. My role's here and I spend an awful lot of time doing this. It never leaves. Trust me. I'm doing it all weekend. I don't get much of a break. I'm not complaining. I'm just telling you that my role's here. Maybe your role is showing up to like the Washington City meeting tonight so you can let your voice be known. Everybody has a role. Not everyone is going to do what I do. And for some of you that are retired and some of you that are younger, get over to the meeting before dinner or after dinner tonight, right? Everybody has a role. I'm trying to do my role to the best of my ability to bring you the truth and information and guests. And it takes a long time. I do about 4 hours here in the studio and I do about 7-8 hours at home. On top of this, somebody just asked me the other day, how much time do you spend? You have no idea how much time this takes because I don't have a whole bunch of producers. I don't have a huge staff. I don't have hardly a staff. Somebody the other day wrote me and said, are you short staffed? And I started laughing because then you'd have to presume that I actually have a staff to presume that I'm short-staffed. We don't have all of those luxuries. And so we have big numbers, and I'm really proud of that as far as the audience learning the truth and being privy to these wonderful guests that I get to have a front row seat to. But other than that, I'm doing the best I can do. You do the best you can do. And do it. Right? Do it to the very best you can. Do your role, whatever that is, in this fight for freedom. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate, I normally agree with a lot you say, but I got to disagree on this commercialization of different areas in the city. Mm-hmm. Traffic downtown is becoming horrible because everybody from all these outlying areas comes down to the same stores.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we have commercial areas out there where they can shop in their area? We've done some.
Why can't we have some neighborhoods, and why can't we tell the city councils who seem to love the word, future growth, to stop selling our city to everybody and to start doing what they're doing? Because they're the ones that banked their increase of almost tripling the amount of our budget on future growth because they love to get everybody here every single weekend. If we didn't have them selling us out every 5 seconds, we wouldn't have the traffic problem that we have.
I agree with that completely, but I think that's a different...
It's not, because you have to go to the root of the problem. See, I don't want every neighborhood turned into every single store on the corner. Can't we just have some neighborhoods that are quieter? Why can't we preserve some of them?
I think we have a lot.
Well, I don't know, though. It's kind of turning into, like, every corner, to me.
Building up those areas, and if we could get the different... people in city that's selling out all of our mm-hmm. land and building all this, that would be the place to start.
Yes, that's
but
the
man,
root.
All that's out there, everybody comes downtown and it's just a mess. You
no,
know that.
It is a mess because I don't go downtown on the weekend anymore. And we don't have a quiet weekend anymore at all because of our mayors and our city councils selling us out every 5 seconds to everybody.
I agree with that completely.
Thank you so much for your call. Yeah, I mean, we can totally disagree. It's fine. And I just don't think every single neighborhood needs to be turned into a gas station and a strip mall. Sorry. I think we should be able to have more quiet areas in this city. And not have to have so much. And you know what? Go to the root of the problem and blame your mayors, these jokes of these mayors that just cannot wait to get people here every weekend for everything. Go to them and tell them and say, stop doing this madness to us because we don't reap any benefit anyway from it. And not that the benefit's everything, but we don't even get anything for that. They just get to keep spending money. We don't get tax breaks for having to deal with all that. Be right back with Melissa talking about monkeys. Be right back.